for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Furt Show.
All right, let's get into Carla here, because she's fallen in love with one of her dad's friends.
Oh, let's hear the whole story.
Right, before you judge Jeff Dollar.
I'm not judging.
Jeff. The noises.
It's just a typical boy girl meets dad's friend story.
Carla, good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, why do you sound sad?
Oh, no. I'm good.
It sounds to me like you should be more excited. If you think a dude's going to propose to you over the weekend, I think you'd be stoked.
I am. I really am.
Can we ask how old you are first?
I'm 20 years old.
20? You're 20, and dad's friend is how old?
He's 35.
35. Yeah. Okay. All right. Give us the story here. So you went to back home for Memorial Day weekend. And how does your dad know this guy?
He works for my father.
Okay.
Your dad's his boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so this is a boss-employee relationship, or are they really friends outside of work?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I mean, they know each other outside of work also.
Okay, so you go home, you meet this guy.
Yeah.
You guys hang out, everything's going fine.
Yeah, really well. And then, so that was Memorial Day weekend, and so we've been kind of seeing each other over Facebook ever since.
Okay.
And we talk almost every day, through Facebook, and we've been talking about marriage ever since.
And this has been like a little over a month?
Yeah.
And you just chatted over Facebook. There's like no dates, no meeting up.
He's in Charleston.
Okay.
So you just chatted over Facebook.
Why not connect it on the phone and stuff?
He said he was nervous about using the work line from work because of my dad, and he didn't want my dad to find out.
Why do you sound like you just came back from your dog's funeral?
Oh, no. I guess I'm a little bit nervous to go home this weekend.
So let me just get this straight. So you meet him a month ago. How many conversations have you guys had on the phone since then?
Oh, we haven't talked on the phone yet.
Not one. And you guys...
you've never been physical. Like, you've never kissed him or anything.
No, not on the mouth.
On the cheek?
Oh,
I don't want to know.
It's a little too early to ask you exactly.
Oh,
where.
Kids are out of school.
So when you met him, he kissed you on the cheek goodbye or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you think you're going to marry him?
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like we're hearing the story of Jen's engagement all over again.
Right.
The total amount of time that you have spent with this guy when you went back to Charleston, the total amount that you and he have been face-to-face hanging out is how long?
Like 2.5 days.
2.5 days, and then nothing but Facebook messages and stuff like that. And
who brought up marriage first?
Yeah.
He did. He actually, I guess his divorce was being finalized before Memorial Day weekend, and he's just been asking me, about what I want when I get married, and, you know, what I think. I've been asking him. We've been, like, exchanging ideas about what we want together.
Hold on 1 second here, Carla. Hold on. I'll put you on hold for a second. Is this one of these calls about marriage that anger you because you can't get married? I just want to set the tone.
I mean, I'm so used to marriages that are just ridiculous this is ridiculous. She's a 20-year-old. It's a red flag for me for a 35-year-old to be talking marriage to her right after his divorce and his dad's employee. It's just weird.
They're having her talk on the phone.
Yeah, he's going to rebound with her. Because he's post-divorce, he's probably still mad about it, and he's going to rebound with a 20-year-old to be like, see, I can get somebody who's young.
I'm not even so sure that, hey, Carla, in listening to your story here, I'm not even so sure dude's really broken up with his wife. I mean, if you haven't talked with him on the phone.
Excuse me, where are all the people who are so optimistic about love going into this?
Because we said, listen,
no, listen.
We said, don't judge until you've heard the details.
Now that you've heard the details, excuse me. What I'm hearing is a story of two people who met just for 36 hours, right? A day and a half? Is that what you said, Carla? Or 2.5 days?
Yeah, 2 days, 2.5 days.
60 hours.
Listen to her perk up because you're about to...
Yeah. Okay, Melissa, we know why you're angry. All right, we heard the speech. We get it. But here's the deal. You spent 60 hours with, you know, with this guy.
Yeah.
And... you have had no contact with him. Your relationship isn't clouded by physical nonsense. Who's good and bad, or
or common sense, or anything like that. Right?
You're gonna give her hope because I don't even think he's gonna propose to
Wendy,
her.
Wendy, you know what? Stop being single and bitter. Okay, I've got this.
I'll work on it.
So, anyways, for 60 hours they were together in person, and she felt that connection like two magnets. It's science. You can't keep them apart. They're going to attract each other. Bam! It's going to be love collision. It's a love collision.
Super pose.
Yeah. So then they only connect.
Cheer him on.
The ninja kick.
And it's...
I'll ninja kick you.
Wendy, would you stop encouraging
and
this?
It's in
you're
her,
laughing, Jen. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Maybe he'll fertilize her farm on Farmville over Facebook.
This is familiar, isn't it, Jen? Quick relationship, just a chance meeting, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're flying off to Nice, France together, and everything's roses. Well, that's what happened to her.
His words are
what captured her, not anything physical. Not
his Facebook says divorce. That means he's single.
That's supposed to be romantic music. That's not.
Well, you know what? I'm done with my story considering the maestro over there killed the buzz.
Carla, I'll take some calls for you, but you really think this guy's going to propose to you over the weekend?
Yes.
And you're totally and you're into it?
Yes.
What's the inkling that he's going to propose? Like, I just want to know the exact wordings he used over his Facebook message.
Super poke.
That... like, he's looking forward to seeing me this weekend, and he's,
yeah, all the signs are there.
Like, I don't know, got a surprise, and to tell me, I guess, you know, and it just seemed pretty obvious, I guess.
Because he said he's looking forward to seeing you. You think he's going to propose to you.
And he has a surprise for him.
And he's got a surprise.
And he's single because he's divorced.
But they've talked about marriage. That's what you said, Carla.
We talked about, like, engagements, what I, like, want from a ring, my honeymoon, and I've asked him, like, what he wants for his, you know, all that again.
Okay, Carla, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me put you back on hold.
Why do you keep putting her on hold?
I'm trying to be respectful because, you know, there's the old philosophy that on your radio show, it's like them being in your house and you should be like...
can't say anything nice, don't
know,
say it at all.
But she's just bugging me.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous,
just naive,
dude.
And young.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my
God. And a little...
I can't. I don't
want
to be disrespectful, but
I feel like I'm swimming through a sea of negativity in this room.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
The oil spill just clouding the water.
Honey, she's 20 years old. He's 35. Yeah. She thinks that Facebook is dating. Okay, first of all, so she's obviously got some growing up to do. He's 35. He's trying to get in your pants, honey, and he knows what it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm. Carla, did you hear that? I mean, Ashley said that this guy's just trying to get in your pants.
Oh, I mean, he was really... pretty respectful with me before, but there was definitely, like, I mean, a serious...
he's going to send you a panty dropper on Facebook.
That just gross coming out of your mouth.
Carrie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
okay, I usually don't agree with Jeff, but are you frigging kidding me with this caller?
Jeff was defending her, honey.
Yeah.
So immature. I cannot believe this woman thinks that this guy is going to propose to her after 2.5 years.
I know, Carrie.
Can you realize that you believe that?
Wait a second. Why is everybody talking over me?
Because I cannot believe you're getting credit for something you didn't say.
I did, Carrie. I was sitting here talking about how ridiculous this whole situation is. Like, they have only talked on Facebook, Melissa.
Whatever Jeff said, I agree with too.
Yeah.
And hey, Laura, good morning.
Jeff,
you're on the first show.
Brilliant.
We're going to save all that. We'll take one more call and then we're going to move on. What's going on?
Absolutely irrelevant what this man is doing and what she is doing, because once the father finds out, father's going to know that the guy is either still married or it's too soon after the divorce. There's going to be complete stop to this. Yeah. Once the father finds out, it's over. Not to worry about it.
Well, I hope so.
Do you think he's already asked your father for your hand in marriage?
Carla?
I think that I'm not sure, actually. He's nervous about my father.
He could just post something on his wall.
You think?
He could chat it.
BBM'd.
Okay, Carla, good luck this weekend. We'll check in with you very quickly when we get back just to see if it happened or not, okay? Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Congratulations, Carla. Bye-bye. Thank you for giving us some hope. Hey, I wasn't done talking to her.
Allowed you on the show to finish your thoughts, we'd all be here till 11:30.
Oh, my God. You know what, Jen? You and I, we're united in love. We know what it means.
Don't bring Jen into it with each other.
Why does Jen have to? Yeah. I don't understand. How did I get roped into this whole web?
I don't know. All I know is that we can never have that 10 minutes back out of our lives ever again. It's over.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We call this the Burt Show's guy panel. All right, let me give the phone number out. This is only for women to call in right now. 1-877-588-BURT. That's B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. And this is how it rolls. If you're a new Burt Show listener, you can call up and ask these guys everything. Dutch is in here. What's up, dude?
Good morning.
Good to have you back. Paul Broth is in here this morning. What's going on, dude?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
And Dovet is back.
What's up, dog?
So the theory here is that you should be able to ask these guys any question at all. They're not invested in your situation. Sex is not on the line for these guys with you. You can't ask your husband. You can't ask your boyfriend because they won't answer honestly. It's too much at stake. These guys don't care. So you call up and you can ask any question whatsoever, and they have all promised to answer honestly, okay?
Anything. We got nothing to lose.
Let's go. That's basically it. All right, Dutch. Now, you came in here, before I go straight to the phones here, you came in here and you immediately said that dudes don't manipulate nearly as much as women do.
Yeah, basically, Wendy and I were having this argument the other day, and girls are far more manipulative than guys. I'm not saying guys aren't manipulative, because they can be. Guys lie, same thing. Girls lie. I'm just saying, relatively, girls manipulate more than guys, and because they'll do it in simple ways. They'll do it in, you know, little ways just to get what they want. They want to go somewhere else for the weekend, or they want to do whatever. They'll come up with their own little lies to make you move and mold into the ways they want you to go.
I would definitely agree with that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't care enough to do it. It's too much thinking, you know? I mean, there's too many fish in the sea for me to put that much thought into it. I mean, I don't know.
I think women are just too smart. They're playing a game we can't possibly understand.
Yeah, they're feeling all kinds of senses of urgencies, too. They need their men to act certain ways, and, you know, we don't have that sense of urgency, you know? So, I think you're right, Dutch.
I think I said this before during the guys panel that dudes play checkers and women play chess. Checkers is easy, man. Black, red, one at a time. Chess, you need to know what the horses do and the rooks do, and the queen, where she can go, and the kings. Yeah. It's too complicated.
It's more like guys play operation. Like just trying to get the bone without the buzzer.
That's all he wants.
And ladders.
Are you suggesting that they're smarter than us? Is that what you're saying?
Women are just more calculating, and they're just a few steps ahead of the rest of us. That's all. That's what I really think.
Emotional communication, girls by far take us to the cleaners.
Not even close.
No, not even the same lane.
Another thing, though, I have to care enough to manipulate, you know? I mean, there has to be somebody. I mean, I guess
that was backwards.
So if you really, really, really care about a woman, you'll manipulate her.
I mean, I'd be interested enough. I guess it depends if it's like early stage or if it's a relationship. But I'm talking about playing the chess in the early stages, you know?
I like you so much. Now I'm going to use you.
I love you so much. You're going to be so confused on how I feel.
Wow.
Naomi's got the first question for the guys panel. Go ahead, Naomi.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Naomi. Good
morning.
So my question is, in the online dating world, there's always a self-description part where you have to say if you're slender or athletic in tone or about average or a little overweight. Almost every single guy, no matter what they look like, put that they're about average. So I'm wondering, what does that mean to a woman? If a woman wants to self-describe herself as about average, what is a guy picturing when he thinks of an about average woman?
Paul, you get most of your dates on eHarmony. You can take that.
Yeah, about 94% of them. Last time I checked my spreadsheet.
Craigslist.
Go, Pete, go.
What's the definition of about average?
Enormous. No. I mean, I don't know. That would weird me out. I don't know. Cause you think there's probably a curve on that stuff, right? So like immediately in your head, you're assuming that everybody's gonna make themselves seem like 20% better than they actually are.
But
so.
About average is about doing average just is, the other yeah, thing. It's going same. The other way on
yeah.
it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think women are harsher. Women are more likely to put a more harsh body description than a guy is, because literally every guy has about average or athletic in tone if they go to the gym every day.
You're saying when a
no
woman
no one has a little overweight, no one has slender. But for women, because we're already so harsh on our physical appearance, I'm wondering if I post myself as about average, what is your expectation when you meet me?
Okay, so we got that a little twisted. We thought she was asking for dude. She's asking, as a guy, if you're online and you see a woman post about average, what does that say to you as a man?
Yeah.
She's exactly what she's describing, about average.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I haven't tried the online dating thing yet.
I feel like this girl's trying to manipulate us. Like, I don't know what the right answer or the wrong answer is.
The only thing I can think of is this, if you're dating online, is that there's somebody for everybody. There are dudes out there that like bigger girls or average girls or whatever. And if you throw it out there and at least you're honest, that may work. However, I've never dated online, so I don't know what that's
well,
like.
No, she wants to know, like, what do you picture as average? Do you picture a girl with curves? Do you picture a girl with 10 pounds over her? Do you picture a little teeny thing? She wants to know if we put accurate information and say we're average, what does a guy assume a girl looks like? Because we think that guys don't normally go with the about average girl.
Save your words. Listen, we're not looking. We're not. Yeah, so am I. We're not reading the description. We're looking at your picture.
Yeah.
But if there wasn't a picture,
then we're not looking at the edge.
And I go back to the curve thing on that then. I think the descriptive stuff, you're always going to try to make it seem a little bit better than it really is, you know?
Yeah, men are visual, to Jeff's point. Yeah. We're just visual. We're going to go to the picture.
So that's right.
Here's what average means. See the picture. If there's no picture, that means you weigh 340 pounds.
That's right. To me, like above average would be like somewhere between going to the gym every single day and fat. And it's too, you need a picture.
Yeah.
Jen, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you guys.
Go for it.
All right. If you are in a relationship with a woman for a while, do you still want her to dress kind of hot and cute, or do you find that threatening because other guys are going to be looking at her?
Good question.
I vote hot and cute.
Hot and cute
all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Okay, guys, that's easy. 100%.
Guys are very concerned with what their other guys think, in my opinion. And so you definitely want to always impress.
I know what she's getting at there, though, because I do know dudes that initially were attracted to women that wear really low-cut stuff. The skirts are up high. She's looking all kind of skanky. Mm-hmm. And then they start a relationship with her, and then they're like, why don't you change the way that you're dressing? And that's the way they initially were attracted to her. But now that you're my girl, put something else on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't show off your cookies.
A lot of that is, I think, gets back to the jealousy point, where after being in a relationship for a long time, a guy can fall into getting jealous about when she goes out alone or not with him and she's dressed like that. And, you know, that goes back to being rather secure in that relationship or not. And
it really depends on the behavior history. You know, if everything's been cool and, you know, then probably the perfect scenario would be everything's cool, there's no jealousy, and you wear the hot stuff. But if there's been issues, then you probably want them to wear that sweater.
1-877-588-2378. Hey, Sue, good morning. You are on the Burt Show, on with the guys panel.
Hi. My question is, I don't understand why to all of his guys and all of his friends he says, I'm his girlfriend. But to me, he says he doesn't want a relationship or anything serious.
Okay.
He's telling everybody that he knows when he introduced you, this is my girlfriend. But to you, mm-hmm. he says he doesn't want anything serious.
Yes.
Then that means you're his girlfriend.
Yeah. Wow. It's usually
it's the opposite. If he's announcing you, this is so and so or my friend, then you know there's no interest. But he's proud enough to tell the public who you are. So
it almost sounds like a protective, like he wants his cake and eat it too. It's almost like I'm protecting her, but I also don't want to commit to you.
Call him out.
What do you tell people?
I did.
What do you tell people when they ask you about him?
Well, I go with what he says. I say, we're just dating.
Right. You said that he says that he's your girlfriend in public.
Yeah, well, in public, to his guys.
He's trying to protect.
He's clearly manipulating you, which means he really values you.
For real.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Why are you frustrated, Wendy? What's going on?
No, I was just saying manipulation. Exactly. So, I mean,
oh, don't look at me.
Oh, he totally just doesn't want any other guy to date
boys
her.
Lie.
It's just,
boys
do lie. Manipulators.
It's hard to tell if you're telling the truth right there.
Yeah.
You can just lie or not. Cindy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Yes.
Hi.
I have a question. How do you know if a guy is really interested in you?
All right, three signs that a guy is really interested in you.
I mean, I think interested in the way you want them to be interested is that he's calling you when the sun is up. is a big one.
He does a lot of daytime stuff.
Yeah, daytime stuff.
Are you the weekend girl or are you the Tuesday girl? There's a big difference right there.
If it's Saturday night, he's like, come hang out with me and my friends. He probably likes you.
What if he drives 9 hours away to come and see you after he's met you 2 weeks after?
Wow.
Guess who likes you?
Yeah.
Somebody likes you.
Likes
is he doing it with the sun up?
I'm sorry?
If he's driving that long and he's making an effort like that, he likes you. Come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
What else do you need?
Yeah.
Did you let him touch your no-nos the first time you met?
No, but the second time, yes.
Okay, see?
You were the umbrella on the beach. I get it. Let's go.
Now, did he make the 9-hour drive after you guys had sex?
No. We met for a quick breakfast because he was from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks later, he drove 9 hours to come and see me.
Okay.
Did you guys meet online?
I'm sorry?
Did you guys meet online?
Yes, we did.
Match.
Did you post that you were above average, and did you post a picture?
I actually posted since average.
Yeah, he digs you. I mean, if he's driving that far, that shouldn't be... I mean, that's pretty basic
stuff.
You
gave him a good super poke.
Did you put a picture up?
She's already gone.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Charity Lawson from Bachelor Happy Hour.
Charity, I was thinking about this the other day. What's something that you'll always say yes to?
That's easy. Seeing my friends, last-minute girls' trip, basically making memories you'll talk about for years.
Same. And somehow every one of these memories comes with something to plan.
That's so true.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you manage your money without taking away from the moments that matter.
Exactly. With flexible ways to pay, cashback that builds automatically, and everything in one place, Klarna helps you feel more confident making everyday money decisions.
Because when you have the right tools, everything feels more manageable.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to California Finance Law License, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, we are right in the middle of the Burt Show's guy panel. Southside Steve has now joined us also.
Yeah, come on.
Now we're raising the game here.
Let's go.
All right, women, we got a panel of dudes in here. Any question that you've ever wanted to ask, you can right now. We can put you on the voice disguiser if you want. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. All right, Jen Hobby.
Okay, mine's more of a thought-provoking question, but I'm interested to see how guys answer this. Is love a feeling or a decision?
Oh. Paul, you want to take this one?
Oh, man. God, I feel like the answer to a lot of things is it depends. But no, I think it is I'm going to go the cynical route on this one. I think it's a decision. I mean, I feel like the feeling of lust come over me and I feel like, you know, excited about somebody, but I don't think that's really love. I might convince myself it is, but when it gets to the love point, I think I make a decision to go the love route. But I'd like to entertain the other side.
I disagree. I don't think it's a decision. I think it's a feeling. I think you really have to care about someone. You know, it goes back to feelings growing up and, you know, romancing someone romancing you and being honest with yourself and that other person. I think it's definitely a feeling.
Well, of course it is. I mean, it's definitely not a decision. Who's going to decide to say, oh, I'm going to just be with one more person the rest of my life? That's a stupid decision.
It's not logical.
Dumb. And you put your wallet into it and now you can get screwed over. Steve. It is all about feelings. Steve. It is a feeling.
Jen just did that.
I know. Oh. You know what? Way to go, Jen. But
hey, so did Jeff and Bert like years ago. Hello.
That wasn't my decision. That was Stacey's decision. She told me I was in love, and she told me we were getting married.
Right. But it's not a good decision, man. It's definitely a feeling. It's something you're like, oh my God, I just want to be with you forever. It has to be a feeling.
Yeah. I mean, guys decide things all day. You're not going to decide just to your point.
Right.
I'm just going to be with her.
I'm never going to be with another girl but you the rest of my life.
You got to feel that.
We have hearts too, Jen. We have hearts.
I think 100% it's a feeling, but I do agree with Paul in the sense that it starts with passion. Like you can get, it's easy to get confused between passion and love. I mean, pretty easy. Because you can be like, oh my God, I love her. And it's like 3 days. And you guys have not left the bedroom.
But girls need to hold out, though. Don't you agree? They got to hold out. Any girl that ever made me wait, that's the girl I was in love with. But the one night, when it happens the first night, it's not going to happen.
You mean Sir Joanna?
Never.
So they have to manipulate you into love.
And I'm I like to, I power close, and I kind of screwed up for myself. About 85-90% of the time, it is a first night that it's a home run the first night. So now I'm like, now I'm screwed. I won't find love again.
90% of the time you're hitting?
That's honest.
Wait, I don't get it. What's
Jen,
the first
you never
run?
Got
What's
around a home me run? Drunk. It would have been easy.
Did he say 90% of the time
he closes? 90% of the time he closes on a first date.
I think these guys might agree. I mean, be honest with yourself.
Compared to you?
Depends on what you mean by date.
I don't even close like that. Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
Swear to be
Jesus.
And
that's his guy who went to Catholic boarding school. Yeah, it just and I'm an Eagle Scout. Scout's honor.
Wow.
90%.
That's, yeah, but you have to define numbers. Date. You have to define date.
But okay, that's me? The thing. That's the thing. That's what I want to talk
home.
About.
Leave.
Friends of mine and I were talking about last night. We were saying, how long should she wait? 90 days? Like, there's this book we were reading, 90 days holdout, and then things happen.
That's the way.
I disagree. That's the way.
I think if the girl wants love, hold off.
A-Rod of love over here is saying 90 days.
Hold on, let me reset this whole thing.
I'm just being honest.
This is the guys panel on The Burt Show, and Southside Steve right here just said that he will close a deal and he will have sex 90% of the time on a first date.
9 out of 10, yes.
9 out of 10. And he's telling you women right now, that's not the way to go.
Nope.
No. If you want a man, do not sleep with him on the first night, you're saying.
Do not. I even had a girl go, I know your reputation, and we'd been out and we'd been somewhere, and we come home and she ends up, she's going to crash because she's been drinking too much. And it's like 3 in the morning and she goes.
And you put a roofie in her one drink.
Oh, Jeff, I will honestly also swear to God, I've never seen a roofie, and any guy that used one is such a douchebag.
I'm fairly certain that if your home run rate is 90%, yeah, you're using roofies 85%.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to have a relations with somebody passed out. That's a blast. What guy does that? What guy does
now
that?
Now that you're asleep, I gotcha. I gotcha.
I
okay.
Like it when they're not conscious and just breathe. You still are breathing, aren't you?
It's The Burt Show. It's Southside Vandersloot.
All right, look at this. Is he a dude or a chick? Coming at me with that.
I'm going to try to phrase this one for Mary because our license would be on the line. So let me draw this analogy for you guys, all right? Mary lives in a really nice house, okay? She has a front door that works perfectly well. I mean, it... You can come and you can go, and there's nothing wrong with the front door.
Careful with those words.
But most of the guys she says that she hangs out with, for some reason, want to walk into her house through the back door. And she's wondering why guys are so intrigued by that back door rather than the front door.
What does the furniture look like?
Sounds to me like she's got a really big welcome mat at the back door. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, I mean, so how big is your porch?
Yeah, really.
Who wants to take it?
I thought we just did.
I asked for intriguing calls. You got one.
I would have to say, for this particular person, if she's got more that way, and if it's well known, if it's known about this girl that is more preferred or available, then most girls don't like that. And for a lot of guys,
are you renovating?
Yeah. Yeah. For a lot of guys, they will go for that because it's bad.
Wait, your first line was, if she's got a reputation for that. So what are you saying? Like,
I'm saying if it's guys, talk to guys. They talk to their friends.
Mm-hmm. If everybody in the neighborhood goes into the back door of that particular house.
Then the guys know about it, and they're like, well, why would I go through the front door with this one? I can go through the back door.
And let's be honest, a girl can't get pregnant.
Wow.
There's a lot of guys that look at it like that.
What are you talking about pregnant? We're talking about houses. Well,
all right, here's another. Since we're talking about houses and we're talking about going through, you know, right. I would say... Man, some guys drive big cars. Some guys have small cars. I would think small cars, like parking in back.
I don't know that that has anything to do with it whatsoever.
I'm more concerned with the number of house guests, not with interest.
Exactly.
Now, I want to know what we're talking about. I lost it.
To your point, I don't want to be part of the visitation to that house if it's like a known thing. You know?
Right.
Go ahead and, you know.
I don't know.
Here is.
I just like to hang out in the garage.
Why not?
By myself and just look at the house from a distance.
Good morning, and you're on The Burt Show. Hi, it's the guys panel.
Hey, I have a friend that's been married for about 4 years, and she caught her husband web chatting, and now he hasn't had sex with her for 2 months.
Is that a voice disguise, or is that really her voice?
That's her voice. Don't be ripping on my listeners. You can do that over at your station. You don't do that here.
It actually sounds hot, really.
So the question is, they haven't had sex in how long?
2 months.
Okay, this is going to, I'm going to make this a broader question rather than this specific. Guys, at what point should the red flag go up to a woman? If your man isn't having sex with you, after how long is he getting it somewhere else?
3 hours.
I think unless there's medical issues, I mean, I think, gosh, a week. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends in different worlds. If it's more like the dating world or the married world. Well, I can't speak for the married world, but in the casual dating world, I think more serious than casual dating, I think more than a week.
Or if you're in an argument, I mean, there are different situations. If you're in an argument that lasts a week, you're probably not going to be hooking up. But if it's a regular time and you're not really in an argument and you're just not feeling connected, I would say, you know, a week, 2 weeks.
I agree with you. I think we can all agree two weeks is the longest time.
After two weeks?
Because you can get caught up in your work.
Paranoid.
No, you can get caught up in your work. You can get focused or you're tired. Maybe something's really on your mind. 2 weeks is the longest.
None of these guys on this panel has been married before, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, what's the standard being married? As you get married, you know, time goes on. You go longer than 2 weeks at a time, don't you?
24 months,
48 months. It's like jail.
Yeah, it just depends on what you have going on.
Congratulations, Jen. Congratulations.
If you don't have sex more than twice a month and you're married, my God, get divorced.
You give some insight.
It's not longer than 2 weeks.
It's not longer than two weeks.
But if it was, it was 3 weeks, I wouldn't assume that Stacey was messing around, and I hope she wouldn't assume that for me.
Oh, that's happened.
If we go a month and she's asking for sex and I keep saying no for a month, I'd say that'd be a real big red flag right there.
And it's not necessarily that it's cheating, but it might be other red flags that are almost as bad, just like, you know, not interested in the relationship anymore.
You get on my nerves, I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you've got skin tags and I don't know how to tell you and I can't take it anymore.
Or I found your roofie collection. Or something. I mean,
you have a panic.
Skin tags are perhaps the least.
Hey, that's a deal killer with me. If I see little stalagmites on your back, I'm like, oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay.
What women are you dating?
I'm just saying.
That's why he's dating at a 90% clip right now.
I'm not shallow anymore. In the 80s, a girl was cooking breakfast for me, and she burned herself with bacon grease. And I saw the spot on her hand. I'm like, well, that's never going away. I can't deal with that. So it's
are you serious?
But I've grown. Now I would take a girl with a scar. I don't care. Skin tags, let's get those off.
That's going to actually segue perfectly into this call. Go ahead, Deborah. You're on the voice disguiser.
If they blow in the wind.
Hey, I had a question about I had a child and I was with my ex for a while. Things didn't work out and now I'm out in the dating scene again. And I got stretch marks from having my child and I was just wondering how guys, you know, starting to date somebody new feels about that.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I guess we know how Steve feels. Steve is everyone's worst nightmare. Steve.
We'd be having sex with the lights off.
Their worst nightmare because if she's like not perfect, then you're not into it.
No, you're not typical. I'm not. And you know what? And I've gotten even more tolerant, man. You can't help something like that. I would have said to you, it would have come up, why didn't you rub the oil all over yourself like you're supposed to? Or why didn't you go into the gym? Because you can't be responsible. There are girls out there that don't have stretch marks because they did that oil thing every day long.
You're such a jerk. Seriously.
He's like the authority of pregnant women right now. I know what they've done.
To help this girl out for a second, if a guy is willing to be with you and hook up with you and you have a kid and they're willing to take that step to be with you when you have a child, he's probably less caring about stretch marks than anything else.
Right. I'm going to say something here that you guys are not going to believe, not for a minute, but I'm going to say it anyway, and I'm not saying it to be politically correct. My wife is now 40 years old. She has two kids. And my wife to me now, she looks better now than she ever has. And I think it's because we're just getting older together. Mm-hmm. Like I really, here's the part that you guys are going to say, you're full of it. I don't want my 40-year-old wife to look like she's 23 years old. I really like that my wife is a little curvier now than she was when we first met. I don't mind a little stretch mark here or there. I don't mind it's a little looser now. A
couple skin tags.
Now, Bert, is that a decision or a feeling?
Is that a decision or a feeling? But it's different. In the single world, it's different. It's different. I mean, I was looking for women that were flawless back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what? You were younger. You probably felt invincible. Now, you know, there's other things that, you know, that are more important to you. So, yeah, you're going to look, because you're getting older, of course. Well, you're much, much older than Stacey. But that's why to you, she probably is 23. So you're good.
Would you guys, like, if you're in bed with somebody and they have stretch marks, is that an instant turnoff? Or is it like, well, you're already there?
Yeah, I mean,
a regular guy, if you're there already, you're gonna finish up.
I mean, I've dated somebody with kids, and you know, she looked great, so the stretch marks weren't a big deal for me.
Yeah, you're gonna find something. I mean. There's something hot on every woman. Every woman's beautiful somewhere.
I imagine Steve going over the women he brings home with one of those mirrors that my grandmother uses, or those magnifiers, I mean, that my grandmother used to read her Bible.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's a lot like, have you ever seen like a 4-H competition when the judges look at, you know, animals and they look at their gums and stuff?
Well, you know what I do?
That's how Southside is.
I have a loft, so I have the lights in a certain direction, and I have couch relations before we ever, you don't make it upstairs unless I like you.
Couch relations.
Couch relations. And couch relations, I can see everything, and you then I know
you don't climb the ladder to Steve's bunk.
No. And when we go up,
until you pass the futon test,
you are not going to my treehouse.
No. This sounds like a talk show on the Playboy Channel.
And when we go upstairs, when you finally do make it upstairs, you're walking first because I'm looking, and it doesn't. It just it's because it's eternal. Women are beautiful, guys aren't.
I really kind of feel like there's a need to have a Southside Steve disclaimer here because if women are listening, going this dude's typical, it would scare the hell out of you.
No, you know what I'll say.
Southside is an anomaly.
Kinda.
He's got a casting couch, too.
Thank you. All right. You know too much about me, Judge. Cut. I will say to the woman with stretch marks, absolutely, it does not matter. If you're into her or she has kids and you like the kids, man, you're just not going to care. At the end of the day, guys just want a pretty face to look at a lot of times.
It's about confidence, too.
Yeah, it is. And it's confidence. You're right. If you're sitting there whining about it or you're embarrassed and you're wearing clothes to cover it up, that's going to bother me. But if you've got confidence, man.
If you think you're sexy, I'm going to think you're
sexy. That's
a turn-on.
Yeah, you rock those stretch marks.
Confidence is a turn-on, totally.
Here is Terry. Good morning, Terry. You're on the Burt Show on the Guys panel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you guys. Is it important for... I'm sorry, I've been dating a boy for 4 years, and he's 24, and so am I. And I was wondering, is it important for guys to have more than one sexual relationship before getting married?
That's a great question. All right, should guys be experienced or have more than one sexual partner before getting married?
I definitely think so. I think it's huge. I mean, you know, just having there's the classic scenario where the guy has only slept with one or two people, and when he gets married, and then, you know, I think you know it really helps to have somebody that's got some experience and some perspective.
What about the chick?
I would say it depends on the both of them, because if they're both inexperienced and they're together, they don't know any different. It's like ignorance is bliss, and so if they have a connection and they work it out. And they do their thing, then I mean, there's no harm, no foul. They're going to work it out. Now, if one of them is more experienced than the other one and they're not matched up, that can be an issue.
I'm wondering if it's not even a matching up of an experience question, but if a dude has only been with one woman his entire life, can he go through his entire marriage and say, I'm not curious what it's like to be with other women and not act on it?
Are you never not curious? Do you ever...
That's what I'm saying. Even the best case scenario, dudes are curious. Now, if you've only slept with one woman before you got married, is he always going to be thinking, man, I should have sown my wild oats. Maybe I can get away with this while I'm married.
I agree with you. My first was the girl I was totally in love with. I chased her through high school. She was the hottest girl in our school, as far as I was concerned, and a lot of other people. And I scored my senior year. And I was with her. But then she cheated on me with a Ryan Steakhouse manager 2 years later. And to this day, I'm not eating that damn buffet. But I will tell you that but if she and I could have stayed together, game over. I'd have had one. I really would have. I'd have had one.
Yeah.
He was managing a steakhouse.
I know, but the dude was 10 years older. He had the apartment on the north side.
He had really, with that.
He drove a Scirocco. Hey. I had a Camaro. I was living at home going to school.
He had A1, though, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
He could get you that $6.99 buffet at the low employee price of $5.24.
But it's possible. It's possible.
The Burt Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby yes. is going on vacation and an exciting one at that.
Yes, I'm taking off today and I'm so excited. I'm meeting my fiance in Europe. I have a flight that has one connection and then I'll be in Nice, France by tomorrow morning.
But where's the connection?
The connection's in Rome.
See, that's okay.
That's awesome.
I mean, if the connection was like New Jersey, you'd be like, oh, and I got a connection in Newark.
Yeah.
But it's a connection in Europe, so Rome. It's dealable.
Yeah, so yeah, the connection in Rome. And then, yeah, and then we're going to be in the south of France for next week. So we fly into Nice, and we're actually staying in Cannes, where the Cannes Film Festival is. So I'm really excited about, like, kind of, you know, figuring out our hotel is really an old hotel that's been, like, completely redone. And it's where most of the celebrities stay for the film festival because it's really right there, right on the water and stuff. And so I'm excited to sort of, I don't know, tap into the sort of the Hollywood history there.
Sure.
And let's see. The other plans are my fiance Grant wants to go and see the see Monaco and Monte Carlo.
Just as a side note here. We hear Jen Hobby now embracing the word fiance without a problem.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all
boyfriend was the challenge. Fiance is, she's wrote it on her face.
No problem.
I have a fiance is written on her face.
And he is way into like all of the fancy like boats and cars. So he was like, I got to like dude out for a day and go check out all the boats. Because it's like the richest people in the world live there. Live there.
Like literally, like
created it as like its own little like individual almost like country. You know how like the Vatican is like separate from Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Like Monte Carlo and Monaco are like separate from everything because it's this tiny little place where they don't pay any taxes.
Oh, no wonder why everybody's hanging out
and
there.
And so like all the rich people in the world come there and park their boats there and park their cars there.
It's like
and
Dubai like, before Dubai. It's the original Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Like just ridiculous amounts of money. Like what do you own? Oh,
so
two
I'm
countries.
Gonna, I'm going to wear my Old Navy flip-flops and go check it out. Yeah, I'm gonna
I'll let you
like,
borrow these if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
your
they come
fancy
in handy.
Ones.
Forget about what you know about like yachts. A yacht like you see on TV is, I don't know, the biggest one might be like 100 feet long. I've seen these things at like Cannes at the film festival. They're like the size of a Carnival cruise line for one dude and his family.
Mean, yeah, I feel like we're going to be looking like people look at zoo animals or like, you know, when you're at the aquarium and you're like, wow, I feel like that's how we're going to be on these, you know, people's lifestyle and all of that stuff. But it'll just be kind of neat to see it, you know, just sort of see the extravagance from afar. But we've got a couple days flexibility just to sort of like cruise around and check it out. And he has family that lives in Geneva, Switzerland. So that's where we're going for the second half of the week.
I want family in Geneva, Switzerland.
So
that's a cool thing to say.
See, that's something a guy named Grant would have.
Yes. We have to go see my cousins in Geneva. Of course you do, Grant. They have a vineyard over there and they also make olive oil. Yes, of course they do.
The subtext of this whole thing is that this is your first extended vacation with each other, right?
Yeah.
And this will be a very telling week. I mean, you guys are going to be together forever. I know that. But the way that you travel together will say a lot about the two of you guys and your relationship. It's tough. Sometimes it's tough. You want to go and do one thing. You know this. He wants to go and do another thing.
Sure.
You're sort of a crazy scheduler. And
do you guys have a Ducey arrangement?
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's right, because y'all don't.
Well, I mean, well, Bert's
told us about what he and Stacey have to do. So.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do you guys make
No, we don't have an arrangement because I don't do that.
No, but I mean, is he like, what happens so when funny. He has to make the stinky torpedoes?
Oh, gross.
Are you going to go
Jeff,
out?
You're
this
really
is something.
Tainting my vacation.
I'm
right
not.
Now.
I'm serious.
This might be
saying.
Something you want to work out before you get there.
Are you
going to
hold
on
it
to
the whole week?
No,
of course not.
Jen doesn't poop. She actually yesterday had 9 Activias.
Activia.
She's not, I'm not kidding. Like, I broke out and she was doing Activias the way that one of us would do shots on our birthday. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm putting a stopper in there.
Oh, there's right. Nothing left for a week.
Right.
See, I think you're at the phase in your relationship where you just say, look, I'm going to go outside for a second. You end up going down into the lobby bathroom probably.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
No, they're at the phase of their relationship where Grant's poop smells like roses. Yeah. Oh my God, did you just
how
totally
we,
fart
how
in
we
here?
Go from my vacation to talking about that.
Have a romantic vacation.
Seriously.
Sounds wonderful. I really have a great time.
Thank
I'm excited
you.
For you.
Thank you. I'm excited too.
Jen has been not focused, but so excited about it for like the last couple of months now. And now it's the day, you
yeah.
know?
We've been planning it for a long time now, so. We've been thinking about it, and it's like, whoo, finally it's here.
Are there majors that you absolutely have to do? Is there like one museum there that you must go to? Is there, I don't know, like a Six Flags somewhere over there that you have to go to or something?
Six Flags over Monaco.
There's, the must for me is to go to the island of Saint-Tropez. Mm. Like, that's the must for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
time.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.